Hey everybody, it's your girl, The China Doll, and I'm back with another podcast. So, this one is definitely a juicy one. I feel like everybody can relate. And it's about letting go of toxic relationships, friendships, business partnerships, anything toxic in your life, anything. How can we let that go? Recognizing those red flags, what to do if we feel like we're in a toxic relationship, friendship, etc. So basically, you know, I feel like we've all had our fair share of toxic relationships, both friendships and romantic relationships. And it's safe to say that, you know, sometimes we don't know how to get out of them right away because we like to see the potential in people. Let me say it like that. As for me, the most debilitating and unhealthy relationships made me feel less than myself, completely drained of self-confidence or constantly searching, trying, and struggling to fix anything that was seemingly broken. And in the end, I felt exhausted, weak, and totally drained. So, let me set this straight. These toxic people aren't necessarily textbook assholes. They're unmotivated, uninspiring, hold limiting and fear-based beliefs, drain your energy or discourage you, and simply don't push themselves to greatness. They get into your head and weigh heavily on your heart. And when someone's impeding on your own happiness, it's time to let them go. And I don't think a lot of us understand that. Like, for instance, I had a friendship where this girl used to always, friendships and relationships, just used to always put me down about how I look, how I have my hair, how I dress, you know. And it became to a point where I started changing how I dressed to please her, changed how I looked to please her. Like, I'm talking about wearing makeup every day, changing my hairstyles to stuff I know that she would like, wearing things that I know she would think I look appropriate. And when I finally realized, like, I'm not really happy, and I've been trying to fight for her for 3 years, I was fighting for her only not to fight for me back. So it's just like, you really have to recognize those red flags, but when you're in love, you're so blinded by those red flags that you just let this person do whatever they want to you. And this is a point where they're in your head. It's like, anything and everything they say, you will do. Or it'll make you feel some way, or it'll have you questioning yourself. But you really have to be really stronger than that, like mind strong. Because if you allow these people to really get in your head and play you dumb, like, you can really drive yourself into a depression like I did. Almost committing suicide like I did. So you really have to learn how to just break away from that person and fill your life with happiness and things that you want to do, things that actually makes you happy. And I know it's hard to kind of redirect your energy somewhere when you've invested so much time into a person, whether it's friendships, relationships, or businesses. You just have to, like, when I say redirect your energy, you just really have to surround yourself with people who light you up and encourage you to chase after your dreams. Like, and that's very rare to find, people who genuinely support you, genuinely loves you, who doesn't want to change you, who accepts you for who you are, who actually help tries to build you up and not break you down. And if you find someone like that, definitely keep them in your life, because people are so toxic nowadays, and it's crazy because they're not aware of the toxic traits that are causing them to, you know, portray themselves a certain way, and the toxic traits that they have that they're actually putting on you. Now you have to deal with some things that they may have not dealt with in their past. Like, when you have someone who is always bashing you, abusive or anything like that, that is a learned trait, a learned characteristic. Abusiveness, whether it's verbal or physical abuse or mental or emotional abuse. That is a learned trait, and there's something that they haven't came to terms with in their past. So now they're putting all that toxic waste all on you, and it got you drained and you feeling away and you questioning yourself. But you will really have a time in your life where you're going to say enough is enough. And on everyone is on their own path in life, but sometimes you really have to find that strength to say enough is enough. I don't need this. This is not good for me. You're not good for me. I'm cutting all ties away from you. It's hard to do. Some people fall back. They fall back victim to that person. They may go back because they think they need closure. Air quotes. They think they need closure. But when I say God will give you all the closure that you need, God will come into your life and do a whole 360 and make you so happy. Give you that peace, that comfort, the love that you need. Not that person. It's hard. Trust me, it's really hard. But you have to remind yourself of your purpose every day and focus on making those chosen goals a reality. Like, you really have to do more of what makes you happy. Never ever stop dreaming. Always set goals for yourself and always recognize those red flags. Never, ever, ever dummy yourself down for somebody because they're insecure about themselves. Never ever try to mend something that you feel is toxic. If that person come around and your spirit is bothered or your anxiety is at 1,000, you don't need to be around that person at all. Recognize those red flags that your body tries to tell you, or your mind tries to tell you, or that gut feeling you get tries to tell you, because your life would be so much better. So much better. So, once again, redirect your energy elsewhere. Let go of these toxic people, toxic situations, toxic anything, toxic habits. Pray about it. Just let it go. It's easier said than done, but if I can do it, you guys can do it. So once again, peace, love, and blessings. I love you. You love you. Have a great night, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.